You're listening to a podcast from catholicnews.org.uk. Now, today's topic of conversation is international diplomacy, specifically relations between the UK government and the Holy See. Who better to discuss this than His Excellency Nigel Baker, who you might remember is the UK ambassador to the Holy See, who we spoke to some months ago when he was freshly in post and had just presented his credentials to Pope Benedict XVI. So we're well overdue a catch-up, a good time to get to grips with how things are going for Ambassador Baker, but also to discuss a one-day symposium, an event taking place at our seminary in Rome, the Venerable English College, that really will celebrate 30 years of full diplomatic relations between the UK and the Holy See. So I started by asking Ambassador Baker about this rather unique event.
The idea is to celebrate really two things coming together. The 30th anniversaries of the first ever visit of a reigning pontiff to the United Kingdom, which was, of course, a visit of Pope John Paul II to Britain in April and May 1982. And that coincided with the upgrading of our diplomatic relationship to full ambassadorial level. My predecessor, Sir Mark Heath, presented his credentials to the Pope on 1st of April 1982. As a historian, I'm always one for making sure that important events are properly marked. And this seemed like too good an opportunity to miss. So we will be offering a full-day colloquium or seminar working with our partners, the Venerable English College here in Rome, to explore a little bit what happened in 1982 and what that means for the wider relationship, what that meant for the wider relationship between Britain and the Holy See. It's going to be a full day of activities. We've got some very distinguished speakers, and I think it'll provide us with an opportunity both to look backwards, to look at the history of relationship, to look at where it is now. I think it's very fair to say that the visit of 1982 was a crucial step in the path towards the visit of 2010 by Pope Benedict XVI, and then also look at where the relationship may be going into the future. I'm a great believer in needing to understand our history in order to understand where we're going, and this is true of the relationship between Britain and the Holy See.
Well, I think where we're going is certainly something we'll pick up on in a second or two. But 30 years, first up, I mean, that's not actually that long a period of time when it comes to international relations, is it?
It's interesting. I mean, we have an extraordinary relationship with the Holy See. In fact, the British Embassy to the Holy See is our oldest embassy. The first ambassador was appointed back in 1479. That makes this the oldest permanent British diplomatic relationship with another country. We are going to be in the Venerable English College, which this year celebrated 650 years of its founding as a pilgrim's hospice by King Abdullah III in 1362. So the relationship goes back an awful long way. But, of course, there was the Reformation. There was no British ambassador here. The British ambassador left the Holy See, and there was no British ambassador here for many years. There were tentative efforts to rebuild that relationship during the 19th century, but it wasn't until 1914 and the outbreak of World War I that the United Kingdom decided to re-establish a permanent diplomatic representation here through the appointment of a minister in 1914. And that level of relationship continued through to 1982, when finally we and the Holy See agreed to upgrade that relationship to full ambassadorial level, not coincidentally because also of the visit of Pope John Paul II, which I think demonstrated that our relationship had matured after many years sufficiently to be able to restart that full relationship at the level of ambassadors. So a complex, very rich relationship, but the one has been through many different phases. But I think that upgrade of the relationship to full ambassadorial level after so many years of misunderstanding, of difference, of outright hostility at certain moments is definitely something worth celebrating.
So looking at the history, the very, very long history, we look at the shorter history of the upgraded relations. Where do we stand right now? Because at the start, when you first came to post, we talked about this. Give us a sort of update on where we're at with our relations between the Holy See and Her Majesty's government.
I think we're in a very good place. We, earlier this year, had a very important visit of British government delegation, seven British government ministers, led by Baroness Wasi, to the Holy See on an official visit, really quite an unprecedented visit. which included the signing of a joint communique, demonstrating the breadth of the relationship, touching on issues like human rights, international relationship, on disarmament, on the role of the church in Northern Ireland, on cultural issues, and a whole range of other aspects of the relationship where we fundamentally are in agreement and we think we should be doing more, working more together, using our global networks to do so. One of the things that definitely came out during that visit was that we've got these extraordinary networks. The relationship is a bilateral one, but the British diplomatic relationship and our links into the United Nations, the Commonwealth of Nations, the Holy See, which is, of course, the centre of the global Catholic Church, and that in this networked world, we should be working together far more, particularly when there are so many issues, especially in the international arena, on which we agree. So I think that visit demonstrated how healthy the relationship is now, building on the extraordinary state visit of Pope Benedict XVI to Britain in 2010. And I think it requires further work, it requires further effort, but I think we are at a stage where we can, you know, enter into a different phase, a very mature phase in which we work together across the gamut of international issues. And there's no reason why that relationship shouldn't continue to develop, should continue to mature and continue to go forward in very positive ways.
That's a different era, though, isn't it, Ambassador Baker? Because in the past, our ambassadors, if you like, as far as the public was concerned, did their workings behind the scenes somewhat. But you blog, we hear from you in social media, so we have a bit more of an understanding about the types of issues you yourself are passionate in and representing the government in these issues as well. Do you think that's changed international diplomacy?
I think it has. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of my colleagues now blog, for example. A lot of British ambassadors do that. I don't think, you know, I think we're well past the days when international relations were conducted, you know, in quiet chanceries, behind the scenes, with the public not having any idea of what was going on until a decision was reached or a treaty was signed. We live in a public networked world, and the British taxpayer has every right, I think, to know what British government representatives overseas, ambassadors and others, are doing on behalf of the United Kingdom. Of course, there is always going to be room for discretion and confidentiality. International affairs sometimes have to be conducted, not always in the full glare of media and publicity, but I think as far as we can, it's incumbent upon British ambassadors to give a good sense to the public, British public and other publics, of what we're doing, what we're trying to do, and the means by which we're trying to achieve those objectives.
And this might be testing those diplomatic skills somewhat, but how interested would you say the UK government is in the voice of the Catholic Church?
Well, I mean, I don't think it tests the skills at all. I think we've seen a couple of very good examples recently of the strong interest that the British government has in the Catholic Church in the United Kingdom. There are, of course, represents 10% more or less of the population across the United Kingdom. We've seen the visit of this British government delegation, which did not only include a foreign minister, Lord Howell was one of our ministers, but also ministers with a particular focus on domestic agendas. We had the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Secretary of State for Scotland, Baroness Wassey herself, who is particularly involved in communities work at local government level through the Cabinet Office. And I think that demonstrates that the British government recognises that this is a relationship that has many different dimensions. There is, of course, an international dimension. Ultimately, that is what I'm here to strengthen and develop, because I work for the Foreign Office. I'm a British ambassador accredited to the Holy See. Mm-hmm. But the domestic and local dimension is equally important. I think the following day, also in February, the Queen visiting Lambeth Palace made very clear how important the role of faith is in British society. And very clearly, she said, you know, this is not just about the Anglican Church, the established church, but it's also about other Christian faiths. The Catholic faith, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, was there alongside Archbishop Rowan Williams to receive the Queen. This is a government that really understands the role of faith in society and understands the need to work closely with the different faiths through their leaderships and through their memberships in the various policies that government needs to take forward.
Ambassador Nigel Baker there discussing the 30th anniversary of the establishment of full diplomatic relations between the UK and the Holy See. For all our very latest news, features, podcasts and multimedia, visit www.catholicnews.org.uk.